Criminal majority. Criminals believe it is better to steal something than to work for it. The majority of the people in the world are criminals. They favor taxation, which is a criminal act. They support tame criminals called police. They believe the tame criminals will protect them from the wild criminals. Of course, they end up having to protect themselves, both from the tame criminals and from the wild criminals. Whether or not you are a criminal yourself, you have the problem of getting along with the majority of people who are criminals. I believe honesty is the best policy, and living in a society of criminals is better as an honest person than as just another criminal. Criminals need people who know how to work. Even the most moronic criminal understands that. Most of the members of the criminal majority are petty criminals. They are content to rob only when they are sure the victims are outnumbered and defenseless. Mostly, they don't steal from family members or close friends. Obviously, if everyone were a total predator who never did any work, the society would quickly dissolve in chaos. In reality, most societies eventually do dissolve in chaos. But the process can take as long as several hundred years. An accumulation of minor crimes over a large population and a long stretch of time will eventually add up to a major catastrophe. As the society becomes more and more criminalized, the level of coercion in the society rises. Taxes increase. Rules and regulations multiply. Penalties become worse and worse. When the penalty is worse than the crime, the penalty is a crime. Government members become more and more adept at the game of demonize, imprison, and rob. Criminality spreads. Eventually, the social order breaks down. The majority of the people in the world are criminals. Most of the societies in the world are based on criminal philosophies. When the divine right of kings to rule lost social traction, the world switched to democracy, socialism, fascism, and communism. These new governing philosophies promise to be a major advance, but there are now reasons to think that they were a giant step backwards. Governments based on democracy, socialism, fascism, and communism killed at least 160 million people during the 20th century and inflicted uncountable lesser miseries on the people of the earth. And that does not count the people killed, wounded, and displaced in wars. Democracy is a god that failed. But we should expand that indictment to include the failure of all authoritarian philosophies. We will only achieve stable and rational societies when the majority of people in the world are not criminals, and when societies are based on logical, non-criminal, non-authoritarian philosophies. Such societies have existed in the past and will probably exist in the future. But that future may be some time in coming. If you believe that taxation is criminal, should you pay? There are those who say they never give in to blackmail. Ironically, they tend to be the ones who think taxes are morally justified. I guess they'd rather whitewash their own criminal behavior than accept the reality that they are giving in to terrorism. Taxes are terrorism. There are very few who pay any more taxes than they have to, whether they believe taxes are morally justified or not. I believe resisting taxation is good, but I do pay when all else fails. My major defense against tax terrorism is to design my lifestyle so as to minimize the amount I owe. If everyone followed my example, governments would cease to exist and we would have a much more honest and prosperous world. Is it worth it to be honest in a criminal world? Many criminals have grown wealthy on their criminal enterprise. Many are even respected members of society. I read that an unusually high percentage of incoming members of Congress are millionaires. They're probably not going to get any poorer while they are in Congress, but the rest of us will. A society composed only of criminals will not stand. A society composed mostly of criminals is a society falling far short of its potential for peace and prosperity. Criminals seek advantage for themselves, no matter what the cost to everyone else. But criminals have trouble cooperating with each other. Honor among thieves is notoriously scarce, and that limits the political power of thieves and criminals. The mafia is famous for settling disputes with violence, but governments are even worse. People are seldom killed by non-coercive organizations like churches or corporations. But both churches and corporations have an unfortunate tendency to influence governments to violently enforce policies that work to their advantage. The criminal lifestyle is opulent but risky. The criminal trades short-term gain for long-term pain. Working for a living involves much lower stress, lower risk, and a great deal more personal satisfaction. If you want the best for your children and your grandchildren, honesty really is the best policy. Eventually, Tyrannosaurus.gov will crash, and those who remain honest and know how to work will survive and prosper. Criminals and their families will suffer the consequences they deserve. This may not happen soon, but decisions you make now will affect how you, your family, and your descendants are positioned when it does happen. Freedom and honesty work. Slavery and lies suck.